Symptoms Guide, Herbal Remedies M to R. Macular Degeneration. Macular degeneration is an eye disease that affects the center of the retina, eventually causing blindness. It may be caused by cell damage that occurs when there are free radicals, and the body cannot produce enough antioxidants to counteract the process. Some herbal supplements have been found to help slow the progression of the disease. Bilberry. This herb is rich in anthocyanicide and is known for its antioxidant properties. Take in capsule form as directed on the side of the bottle. Side effects from bilberry can include dizziness and headaches in rare instances. Ginkgo. This is known to have powerful antioxidant properties and can actually improve vision in those with macular degeneration. Take 40 to 60 milligram capsules 3 times per day. Memory loss. Memory loss is common in people over 50, but it can occur in all ages, and the memory loss increases with age. It does not occur at a specific rate. Some herbal remedies have been found to help keep memory loss to a minimum. Ginkgo. Used for centuries in China, this ancient cure helps strengthen memory and improve circulation. Taken daily, it can be found in capsule form as well as extract. Do not take if you are currently taking prescription blood-thinning medication. Bacopa. Often called the water hyssop, this plant has been used for its medicinal properties since ancient times. It can strengthen the memory and enhances the conductivity of the nerve tissue. It can be found in commercially prepared formulas specifically for memory loss symptoms. Club moss. An ancient Chinese medicinal herb, club moss has been found to help treat memory loss and symptoms of dementia. An ingredient, huperzine A, can be found in many health food stores. It is also used to treat the beginning stages of Alzheimer's disease. Available in capsule form, take up to 1,000 micrograms twice a day. Menopause. All women go through menopause as they age. Some will experience symptoms such as mood swings, hot flashes, and night sweats. Because the body is going through hormonal changes, it can take years to readjust to the new levels. Some herbal remedies can treat symptoms that are less severe. If you are taking hormone replacement drugs, consult with your physician before taking herbal remedies. Black cohosh. Useful as both a menopause and a premenstrual remedy, this herb helps by mimicking estrogen in the body. It is also helpful in stopping hot flashes and in minimizing depression. Take in capsule form and do not exceed the recommended dosage on the bottle. Dengui. Used in ancient Chinese medicine, this herb helps with many symptoms of menopause. It works in much the same way as estrogen replacements work, but in a milder way and without the side effects. Taken in capsule form, take up to 6 500 milligram capsules per day. Do not use if pregnant. Red raspberry. Red raspberry is known to strengthen the uterus, helps decrease heavy menstrual flow, and relaxes muscles. Take as tea and drink 1 or 2 cups per day. Licorice root. Used in ancient Chinese medications for female reproductive problems, this herb helps control water retention and breast tenderness. It also decreases symptoms associated with the fluctuation of hormones, such as what occurs in menopause. Menstrual problems. Many women feel various symptoms that are associated with their menstrual cycle. These include moodiness, fatigue, cramps, and headaches. While over-the-counter medications can help with some of the symptoms, you may want to try some herbal remedies that can help without side effects. Vitex. This tree berry extract is good for many menstrual symptoms, including fluid retention, moodiness, food cravings, and acne. It helps by regulating the pituitary gland. Take in capsule form. Do not use during pregnancy, and do not use if you are taking oral contraceptives, as Vitex may lessen their effectiveness. Black cohosh. Also used to help the symptoms associated with menopause, this powerful herb helps relieve cramps and helps with pain as well. You must take this herb for a few weeks for it to be effective. Most often taken as a tincture, take 3 to 4 droppers twice a day. Cramp bark. This herb gets its name from its use as an antispasmodic. It is safe to use and will relax uterine cramping. Take as a tea or in capsule form. You can find it mixed with other herbs in mixtures designed to treat PMS. Morning sickness. Many pregnant women experience morning sickness during pregnancy. The exact cause is not known. However, it is likely due to hormonal and metabolic changes that are occurring. Some herbs may offer help for morning sickness, but do not take any herbal remedy while pregnant until you discuss it first with your doctor. Ginger. Ginger helps calm the stomach and can stop nausea and vomiting. It is also a cure for motion sickness, and it can also reduce gas and bloating. The gentlest dosage is to take as a tea. Chamomile. Chamomile is soothing and gentle on the digestive system. It is best used as a tea to help calm and relieve nausea. You can sip the tea as needed throughout the day whenever you have symptoms of morning sickness. Peppermint. Soothing to the digestive tract, This gentle herb is safe to use. It can improve symptoms of bloating and gas. Steep a tea by putting 2 teaspoons of dried peppermint leaves into hot water for 10 minutes. Strain and drink the tea warm. Motion sickness. Motion sickness is nausea brought on by motion, such as riding in a car or plane. It can affect anyone and can come on without warning. Some herbal cures may help alleviate the nausea and make the stomach feel better. Ginger. This herb acts to help dispel gas and settle the stomach. Studies have found it to be more effective than Dramamine. It has also been found to reduce vomiting after surgery. It is most effective when taken several hours before your car ride. Often taken in capsule form, it can be taken as a tincture in water, so even children can take it. Candied ginger is also effective. Peppermint. Peppermint has been found to prevent vomiting and quiets muscle spasms in the stomach. It is found in many common peppermint candies. The tincture can be mixed with water and taken after meals and before trips. Fennel. Fennel seeds have long been known to aid with digestion and help calm the stomach. You can use this as a flavoring on foods or take as a tincture or tea. Nausea. Everyone has a bout of nausea from time to time. It can be brought on by the flu, but often there is no real reason for feeling nauseous. If you are sick, make sure you frequently drink small amounts of liquids to stay hydrated. Some herbal cures may help alleviate the symptoms. Ginger. Ginger is readily available in many forms and is safe to use. It is effective in reducing nausea and helps quiet the stomach. Extremely versatile, it can be taken as a tea, in crystallized form, dried, powdered, or as a tincture. It is also available in capsule form. Peppermint. Peppermint settles the stomach, and you've probably noticed that peppermint candies are often given at restaurants. If you have a headache or a cold, peppermint is also a good choice for these ailments. Keep peppermint lozenges in the car to help tame nausea while driving. It can also be taken as a tea or tincture. Lemon balm. Lemon balm helps the body to deal with and expel excess gas. It can also relieve spasms. The flavor is also pleasing. Make a tea by steeping dried herbs in hot water for 10 minutes, then strain and drink. Chamomile. This herb is useful for all sorts of ailments and acts to calm nausea. Mild enough for children, this herb is a safe choice in treating many illnesses. Use as a tea or put drops of the tincture into water and drink. Osteoporosis. Osteoporosis affects millions of people, mostly women. It is a gradual loss of bone density, making people more susceptible to broken and fractured bones. Calcium supplements are important to avoid getting osteoporosis. Some herbal supplements are available to add to the mineral intake. Stinging nettle. This is a natural multivitamin that contains calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, and proteins. Capsules are the best method of taking this herb. Take up to 6 500-milligram capsules daily. Red clover. This clover contains compounds that act as a mild form of estrogen and can help with symptoms of menopause. Take up to 5 500-milligram capsules daily. It can also be taken as a tea. Drink up to 3 cups of tea per day. Horsetail. This traditional remedy helps the body to process calcium. It also provides a natural source of silica that helps strengthen hair, nails, and bones. This is readily available in capsule form. Take up to 6 500-milligram capsules per day. Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is a serious progressive disorder that affects the central nervous system. People with this disease increasingly lose their ability to control muscle movements. The exact cause of Parkinson's disease is not known, but it is thought that heredity may play a role. Medical evaluation and treatment are necessary, but some herbal remedies may provide some help. Check with your doctor before adding these to your regime. Ginkgo. The leaves of this ancient Chinese herb help boost brain function by providing more oxygen to the cells. This may help slow the later stages of Parkinson's. Take up to 60-milligram capsules 2 or 3 times per day. Grapeseed. This provides powerful antioxidants called prociadins that can help rid the body of toxins. Taken in capsule form, use as directed on the bottle. Evening primrose. The oil from this seed is high in GLAs, or gamma-linolenic acids, that have been found to help the brain chemistry. It can sometimes help the shaking that is often associated with Parkinson's disease. Take in capsule form or take 2 teaspoonfuls per day. Pink eye and styes. Also known as conjunctivitis, pink eye is a highly contagious inflammation of the eyelid membrane and causes the white of the eye to appear pink. Pink eye usually clears up within several days. Styes are small pimples or blocked hair follicles on the eyelid and can be painful. They open and go away in several days. There are some herbal remedies that can be effective in the treatment of both eye conditions. Eyebright. This herb is effective in helping soothe many eye problems. It has antibacterial properties and should be used as an eye wash or in a compress. Soak a clean cloth in the warm liquid and hold on closed eyes. Green tea. This helps aid in the reduction of inflammation and fights infections. Use as a compress. Steep the tea for 10 minutes in hot water and soak a clean towel with the liquid and place on closed eyes. Hold on the eyes for at least 10 minutes. Herbal eye wash. Make eye wash using a mixture of herbs. Steep the herbs in piping hot water for 10 minutes. Strain the herbs, leaving the warm liquid. Soak a clean washcloth in the liquid, wring out the excess, and place on your closed eyes for 10 minutes. Pneumonia. Pneumonia often starts with a bad cold, but spreads to the lungs where it causes infection. You may have a mucus cough and may have difficulty taking a deep breath. Severe pneumonia often requires a hospital stay. Mild pneumonia may be treated with herbal remedies, especially if you are prone to this type of condition. Always have your condition checked by a doctor to ensure that it does not progress in severity. Echinacea. This immune-boosting herb is often effective by helping the body fight off infections. This is available in capsule form as well as in a tea or tincture. Golden seal. This herb helps fight bacteria and can also help stimulate the body's immune system. You can take this in capsule form or as a tea or tincture. In capsule form, take up to 1,000 milligrams 3 times per day. Maleen. This herb is known to help the respiratory tract and can help fight inflammation. It also eases coughs, helping the body get needed rest. Usually used as a tea, steep the dried root in hot water for 10 minutes. Remove the herbs and drink the tea. You may drink up to 3 cups of tea per day. Poison ivy and poison oak. Allergic reactions to poison ivy and poison oak range from mild to severe. Reactions start with red and itching skin followed by blisters and oozing. If exposed, rinse the affected area as soon as possible with water. For severe reactions, you should seek medical attention by a doctor. Mild reactions, however, are often easily helped with herbal remedies. Jewelweed. This plant is known to help skin rashes caused by poison ivy, oak, and sumac. Use the fresh crushed leaves in a compress and hold on the affected skin. You can also apply a tea rinse to the skin. Mix a strong tea and apply to the skin with a clean cloth. Aloe. The juice from the aloe plant helps heal wounds and acts as an anti-inflammatory. You can use it right off the plant by breaking off a small piece and applying the gel directly to the skin. Aloe lotion is available commercially. Look for gel that is 100% aloe. Witch hazel. This herb is cooling, soothing, and drying, three things that will help heal rashes quickly. Readily available at drugstores, apply topically to the skin as often as needed. You can soak a cloth with witch hazel and lay over the affected skin area. Cucumber. Cucumber acts as a coolant and helps calm inflamed skin. You can use a fresh cucumber applied directly to the skin. You may also mash the cucumber and use by placing small amounts on the skin.